This is CJSF 90.1 FM Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, Musqueam, and Squamish-speaking peoples. And today is a very special day. Happy Fun Drive, everybody. If you stay tuned in, today is the second day of our week-long special event called Fun Drive. And I'm so excited for today's show. I love this year's theme for Fun Drive. I'm going to talk a bit more about it, but I really resonated with it with my show today, and today is going to be an awesome kind of nostalgic replay of all my favorite bands and songs that I've gotten to discover with you guys through doing this show. But first, let me explain what Fun Drive is. Fun Drive is kind of like a party to celebrate CJSF and all the ways we lift and support the community, provide amazing programming, and how we've grown as a station in the past year. We are committed to providing a diverse, independent, and grassroots sound to the radio airwaves, and everyone and everything we create is for you, the people who are tuned in right now, listening right now. That's you. I'm really excited about Fun Drive because I get to reach out to the people that I always keep in mind when creating my show, and that's listeners, the person tuned in right this second. I love radio, I love CJSF, and I'm incredibly grateful to have the opportunity and be able to have listeners to make a show for, and we can continue to rise higher and reach further, which is today's theme, with your support. Be the first to donate during my show. I already have so many donations that I'm going to mention and thank from all the lovely people who have donated already, but you can be the first person to donate at the very first 5 minutes. You can do it. You can be the first one. So go to cjsffundrive.ca or call the station at 778-782-2573, or you can even send a check to CJSF 90.1 FM at sub 1420 Simon Fraser University at 8888 University Drive, Burnaby, BC, V5A1S6. Or you can even drop by the station in person. We would love to meet you. That would be amazing. This year, we are also offering an incentive to donate. If you give $90.10 or more, 90.1, haha, then you will receive a special print of our beautiful Fun Drive banner painted by local artist Charlotte Cho. And it is so pretty. And I want to describe it to you guys. It's this beautiful watercolor acrylic rainbow drawing of these hot air balloons traveling over this beautiful landscape with DJs in the hot air balloons playing music. And that kind of reminds me of what the style of my show is, where it is has no boundaries. I go all over the place in genres and locations, and that's why I love having the show. That's why I'm so grateful to be here. That's why I'm so grateful to you, the listener. So donate now. This is the time of the year we get to connect with you through asking and receiving your support. We can know that you love what we do as an organization and a station. That's how I can know that you like my music, is if you donate. So if that sounds like you, then let us feel your support and your voice. We want to hear from all of our listeners, and that means the person listening right now. If you like what we do, then show it. Donate now, once again, at cjsffundrive.ca. And let's get the celebration started with a song by an artist who is hails from the plains. They grew up in St. Denis, Saskatchewan, and they describe themselves as being swept by the winds of the plains to Montreal, where they made this song from their February album of this year, La Canadienne Errante, is the track Le Bonheur.
Plus vraiment debout. by the wind, patiently waiting just for me to reach you. But like the tide in the morning, you'll recede again. The text you sent last night at 11:38, I couldn't tell your mood, but I knew that you weren't sober. The amount of exclamation marks just gave it away. I wish I could have been with you. I wish that we were closer, but we're half a world apart, with an ocean in between.
That was local band Rosemary Ginger right here, Vancouver, and that was from their latest album, Rosemary Ginger of the same name. And I kind of relate a lot to this band, as the artist describes forming it in their years going to university here and going to their university practice room and just jamming with friends, which is kind of what created the songs from this album. And then they came back here, fell in love with the city, and made a band made out of friends who they also are amazed and feel so grateful to have to be incredible artists. And here at the station, we love supporting our community, and one way of doing that is through celebrating local acts just like this band. We have built a community that invites people from all walks of life and perspectives, because inviting and celebrating this diversity makes our values as sources of art, news, and communication even more valuable, like beyond whatever you could think of. We care about what we put on the airwaves. Personally, I put hours of work into my shows on top of doing school full-time, working part-time, living life, you know how it is, dogs, feeding yourself, transportation, but I love doing the show, and I'm so grateful to be here, and it's something that I truly care about. And the station, what the station means is that it's built by community participation. Through being a nonprofit organization that is largely volunteer-driven, such as myself, we represent the community that you are part of as well, and serve the community through providing learning opportunities, listening to what our community needs, and amplifying their voices, and always striving to provide radio that has integrity and heart. And we can only stay strong with your support. And I want to thank people who have donated so far, such as my amazing Aunt Anita. I love her so much. She is someone that I love going to see shows with here in local Vancouver, and she's amazing. She tunes in. So thank you so much, Anita. And I want to say thank you to my Uncle Mark as well, and my Aunt Nancy, and my Aunt Margie as well. You are all amazing. Those are all my family members who I feel so lucky to have in my life. And you can be the next one to donate. So go right now to cgsffunddrive.ca or call in at 778-782-2573 by listening to this track by the LA-based band Mama with the song New Friend from their song band Welcome to My Blue Sky.
Supposed to ask, but did you fall?
hope you're enjoying the music so far. I know that I'm talking a lot, but I promise that it's good for a good cause. I'm going to share some personal stories, talk about the values of curiosity, and most importantly, I'm going to continue to celebrate CJSF with your help. And we need your support more than ever to help us rise higher and reach farther. The station is mostly funded from students like me here at SFU, but this per student fee levy hasn't seen an increase in almost 20 years. This significantly eats away at our budget, and as you well know, inflation hasn't decreased. I bet you understand, and our main source of funding has remained stagnant, which means your support is more important than ever. Your contribution, for example, will help us replace our radio tower so we can reach anywhere, anytime with even more reliability for you, so you can enjoy CJSF even more. We also will be able to support local artists more and community members by amplifying their voices, and more importantly, keep CJSF 90.1 FM diverse, independent, and yours. Donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or call 778-782-2573 once again. Or you can even set up a payment pledge. A pledge is a promise to pay. You don't have the money right now, but definitely want to support CJSF. And you can pledge, for example, to make equal payments over 10 months. Or you can pledge like my friend Leslie, my amazing friend Leslie, who's also a programmer here of Typically Tuesdays, who just made an online pledge following their lead. Trust me, you can trust them. They make good decisions. And I'm so grateful for their support. So donate while you stay tuned in to our next song by one of my favorite bands I discovered through the radio station here, Japanese Breakfast from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I said I'm going to play some music from their album for Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. And they describe this album as being a mature, intricate, contemplative work that conjures the romantic thrill of a gothic novel. So let me know what you think of Mega Circuit by Japanese Breakfast.
Kicking mud off a TV.
I want to jump in again and say thank you so much for tuning in so far. I know you love the station because you're listening right this second, right now. So tell me that you like the station by donating at cjsffundrive.ca and help us continue our awesome hot air balloon party celebrating the music landscape that I provide in my show and the amazingness of the station. Let's keep the party going with your support by listening to Body to You, the German artist Thala. They're awesome. I love them. Here's a song. Once again, Body to You. Once again, that was the artist Thala from Germany with the song Body to You from their February album of this year, Avalanche. I really was really obsessed with this album when it came out, and I think it's probably one of my favorite albums from this year. And it was surprising listening to it because it's a really unique blend of alternative and indie rock and shoegaze and also electronic and pop music, and I just really enjoyed it. And I played it a lot when I first discovered it on here at CJSF. And I hope you liked it too, because today we're going through all of my favorite songs that I've gotten to discover with you guys through the station right now today. Tuesdays at 3 p.m. And this is one of the things I love most about the radio, about CJSF especially, is getting to celebrate music and discover new artists. And a little personal story of how I came here, how CJSF is such a huge part of my life now, is I've always loved music, and my mom was a huge part of that for me. She showed me all her favorite artists growing up, and especially one way of doing that was listening to the radio. And we'd always have the radio on in the car. We'd always sing together. I remember singing Country Roads a lot with her. But then I just loved listening to the radio. I thought it was so fun getting to hear all like the games they would play, like Colin, if you know this song. I loved that. And I just loved discovering new music and getting to recognize like, oh, I know this song. They're playing one of my favorite songs. And another big part of that was that when I moved to the countryside, I grew up here in Vancouver, but I moved to Salt Spring Island for high school. I was so freaked out by how quiet it was at night. And the darkness wasn't that bad, but I was just so unused to how silent it was. I lived on a busy street where I would fall asleep to sirens and who knows what, but then it was all just dead silence. I could just hear the frogs. And I used to keep my radio on at night. I listened to rock music, funnily enough, just to have some sort of background noise because I found it really comforting. And through that, I always had this little dream I had of like what a radio station was and kind of what I pictured of it. And I love to read. I love books. So I kind of pictured it as this insanely packed music library with CDs everywhere and vinyls everywhere. And I imagined this cozy little studio and imagined myself like walking through these shelves just in this land of music. And it was like a little dream of mine. And I was like, oh, this is a cool dream. Like, it'd be cool to be at a radio station then someday, but I have no idea how I'd go about that. And then go through high school, come back here for university. And in my second year here at ISFU at a club day, I was like, oh, we have a radio station. I didn't realize. And for that moment, I was like, huh, is a childhood dream about to come true? And amazingly enough, it did. It's proof I'm right here talking to you, getting to play music for you, getting to celebrate music. And I'm so incredibly grateful for that. And I wouldn't be able to do that without CGSF. And I've been a part of CGSF for almost 3 years now, and none of that could be possible without your support, the person listening right now, the listeners, especially my family, like my grandparents. They also donated today, even though I know they don't tune in as much as if you tune in, then you know what my music is like. And even though my grandparents are pretty cool, I don't expect them to always enjoy what I choose, but especially my mom as well. She's always been tuning in. She's always been encouraging me. And